Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danica Hadeland, Ryan Elke, Anthony Bellino, all joining you here this morning. Great to have you riding along with us. Text the keyword sports radio to 21,000, sports radio to 21,000. Meijer Supercenter guest line 313-396-5527, 313-396-5527. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros. And of course, good morning to our television audience, both on Comcast Channel 900 and on BCSN. Didn't have time to wake up this morning, do the hairs, threw the hoodie on. I said, we're just getting after it right away. Danica Hadeland is at Dan in the studio. Ryan Elke is at Ryan L underscore Key. I'm Anthony Bellino at AC Bellino. Find our podcast, listen back to anything you may have missed on demand by visiting our SoundCloud, Google, Apple, Spotify, and iHeartRadio at Pages. Plus, MichiganSportsNetwork.com is how you can listen online anytime. MichiganSportsNetwork.com. I'm arguing with somebody right now, and it's fine. I know who the guy is. Like, we're debating, right? We're debating, and the debate right now is he said that people sleep on Russell Westbrook. Like, they don't give him enough credit for what he does. And I said, he's an amazing talent, a box score stuffer. Like, he just had the first ever, what was the game he just had the other night? The first ever 30-20-10 game in NBA history or something like that? Or a 30-10-20 game? He had 30 or more points, 10 or more assists, and 20 or more rebounds. Like, that's insane. He's a guy, he's averaging a triple-double right now.
Well, it's going to be his fourth season averaging a triple-double.
Yeah.
Well, what's even more amazing is that the time he's been with Washington, he's already set the record for most triple-doubles in Wizards history.
The guy's an absolute dog. He's a freak of nature.
The GOAT played for them for a couple of years. I'm just kidding.
Michael Jordan.
Oh, you were talking about that goat. I didn't know what goat you were talking about. Like, are we going like bullets days? And William the Great says the guy has way more winning seasons than he's lost. Tough to win an NBA championship. Look how many people haven't won. I said, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. It's like more winning seasons. Congrats. 42-40 is a winning season, but he's not the guy that wins you a title. It didn't work in OKC. It didn't work in Houston. That was short-lived. Him and James Harden got together. It was like, oh, wow, look at these two. And Washington is garbage with him and Bradley Beal. Washington leads the Pistons by 4 games in the Eastern Conference standings. One team that we know is fighting for a number one pick. The Washington Wizards went and got Russell Westbrook to pair with Bradley Beal, and they're 4 games better. Like, the guy can stuff a box score. That's fantastic. William says, LOL, my point, there are many amazing basketball players who don't have a title and may never win one. It's extremely hard to win a title. Takes way more than one person. Beal and him are two people. You need 8 to 10 to win titles in the NBA. As much as I'd like to believe that, and sometimes I do, I also saw the team.
You need about 4.5, guys.
I saw the team LeBron James took to the finals in Cleveland the first go-around. With Boobie Gibson and Delonte West and Mo Williams. Made Mo Williams an all-star. Zydrunas Ilgauskas, like, come on now.
Hey, don't disrespect Big Z.
Yeah, great. Big Z. Cavs ball. Like, they love him. Fred McLeod, that was my guy. Rest in peace. Love that dude. But it's not, you know, Russell Westbrook, like, nobody's sleeping on him. You're a great player. But you're a great player and a box score stuffer. But that's what it is. It's nothing out. It's nothing more. It's never going to be anything more than that. I enjoy the way he plays the game. He's always angry at the rim. But okay, so it takes way more than one guy. Well, you had yourself and Serge, and you had Kevin Durant. Don't know if you heard of the guy, the Slim Reaper. That was pre-injuries, and James Harden all on the same team, and couldn't win. So. What are you talking about? And I know that there are great players. I struggle now to reference Karl Malone in anything based on the reports and accusations of some of his off-the-court behavior and how old his child allegedly is. And I don't know the story, man. I'm tough. That one's tough. Let's go John Stockton instead. John Stockton was a Warrior, much like Russell Westbrook. They play every game. They rarely miss any time. John Stockton, I just saw a graphic floating around the other day about how many seasons he's played every single game, led the league in games played. Like, John Stockton was at the point guard position, not easy to play. He is an all-time great that didn't win it, couldn't get it done. They had a great team. Byron Russell,
they were
Greg Ostertag.
over 500 every season in the 90s.
That's an incredible accomplishment. It is. Didn't win a title. Okay. All right. That's fair. You know, Jordan era, but you had Karl Malone, John Stockton, Jeff Hornacek, Russell Ostertag. Like, you had guys. You lost to Michael Jordan. Like, he was, without Michael Jordan, that Bulls team doesn't win that title. And Russell Westbrook isn't that guy. Right? And I think that right now we're kind of oversaturated in everything. Like, everybody's got their own shoe now. Like, you have Jordan brand shoes is what you have. Like, these are the best. Yeah, like, Reebok had the questions for Allen Iverson. Under Armour has the Curries. There's that video going around about the police officer who bought the kid the Steph Curry shoes because the officer was shooting from three-point range at a park, and the kid kept yelling Curry, so he went. That was a good, cool story this week. You know, Adidas, who's their guy? They had Kobe for a while. Then the Mamba went over to Nike. Like, but you don't need – not everybody needs to have a shoe. You can have custom shoes, but I'm talking about a shoe. LeBron has his – you can go get LeBron's. Like, Russell Westbrook is an amazing talent.
KD's got a shoe. KD's got a shoe. Very That's popular right. shoe.
He's got a very popular shoe. He's a very popular player. You know, I don't want to take anything away from what he's doing. All I'm saying is he's not going to be the guy, no matter what he does, to take you over the top. Westbrook is Chris Paul and Matthew Stafford. All stats, can't win big games. I don't think Chris Paul's ever had the supporting cast. Like, Lob City was cool, but Lob City couldn't shoot. Like, they had some, like, that.
That was not the shooting era, though. I mean, that was 6-7 years ago. I mean, that was kind of
further
the beginning.
Back than that. Even further back than
it
that.
It was about 10 years ago.
Feels like 6 or 7 years ago. But DeAndre Jordan, Blake Griffin, Chris Paul, J.J. Redick was on that team, right? I believe so. But Chris Paul's a fantastic player, Hall of Fame caliber point guard. I almost appreciate his game now later in his career with what he was able to do in OKC in the bubble and now what he's been able to do in Phoenix with the Suns. Will the Suns win the championship this year? Probably not. But I think Chris Paul's had a very respectable career. And as for Matthew Stafford, maybe that's a pretty good comparison. We're going to find out. I got in a debate with somebody the other day over Jared Goff versus Matthew Stafford. I said, one guy's a winner. And the guy said, well, Matthew Stafford's a winner. And I said, excuse me? He said, Matthew Stafford's a winner. I said, are you from the area? Like, what's your team? And he's like, yeah, I'm a Lions fan. And I was like, and you think Matthew Stafford's a winner? He won most fourth quarter comebacks. Okay, I understand. Team game, I also understand. But if you're going to say that Matthew Stafford's more of a winner than Jared Goff when Jared Goff has better wins, I don't know how the conversation just the field goal post moves. Like, if you're going to say Matthew Stafford's a winner, but hasn't gotten to win a playoff game yet, like, oof. But he's more of a winner than the guy who has won playoff games. Like, whoa, I got to do some mental gymnastics on that one. This is officially a Jared Goff program now, in case you haven't caught on to that. I'm all in. As for Matthew, so long, good riddance. Thanks so much. Appreciate your time here. Good job, good effort. You guys finished third in the league. Third from the bottom, that is. That's great. We'll take that pick. That's fine by me. All right, we're going to step aside. When we return, something else outside of college hoops and the disappointment that was Michigan and UCLA. We'll get into the Red Wings game last night. Yeah, it was fun. All for about 30 seconds. And the NFL is moving to a 17-game season. What's good about it? What's bad about it? I'll try to get you all the details on that coming up here in hour number two as well. Don't go anywhere. Keep it locked right here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
It's time to play ball with BetMGM. Get $1 in free bets for every home run hit on opening day when you wager $25 on any Major League Baseball game on opening day. Hey, this is Matt Shepard. Don't miss your chance to rack up free bets with every single homer on April 1st. Download the BetMGM app today or go to BetMGM.com for the most exciting action of the new Major League Baseball season. You'll also get instant access to the most innovative parlay selection features. And baseball's got a ton, you know that. Live betting options, tons of player props, and daily boosted odds specials. Feel the thrills of opening day by scoring $1 in free bets for every homer when you wager $25 on any MLB game on April 1st. Even if your baseball wager strikes out, you'll still win every time someone knocks it out of the park on opening day, thanks to BetMGM. Swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older to wager. Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
COVID-19 vaccinations are available now at Meijer for those that are eligible. Text COVID to 75049 to register for your free vaccinations at Meijer and get updates to your phone. Please complete only one registration at one location. Additional entries will replace your previous registration and may increase your wait time. You can also talk to your Meijer pharmacist or visit clinic.meijer.com for more information. Remember, just text COVID to 75049 to get started.
Your neighborhood Auto Value Auto Parts store, where service is the difference. We get it. Save this month on Philips Crystal Vision headlight bulbs starting at just $29.99. Trico Force wiper blades start at just $14.99. And True Fuel pre-mixed two-stroke engine fuels just $5.49. Shop online at myautovaluestore.com and save 15% on orders of $75 or more with the coupon code SPRING15. That's Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
If you or your family is touched by autism, learn more about Freddy's Foundation at #PopTheTap at FreddyThePizzaMan.com. That's F-R-E-D-I, ThePizzaMan.com. Or email FreddyThePizzaMan at gmail.com.
Okay, we have a little music problem. That's okay. It's all good.
I don't know how this song is always, it always changes, I'm telling you, because I didn't put the music video in the last time, and now it's back. So I think, I don't know, something's going on with my music.
That's okay. Poor guy. Did you hear the way he said, just talk? Oh.
Only you heard that. Nobody else heard that. So we're.
Oh,
good.
Okay. I had no idea what was going on. Welcome back here to
One would
X's
say
and
the
Bros.
Computer is poisoned.
Ooh. Nice. We have been having some. Ryan especially has been having some struggles with his computers. The gremlins are around these days.
The gremlins. The Gremlins bit the Michigan Wolverines at the free throw line last night. That's what happened. Welcome back here to X's and Bros. Danica Hadlin, Ryan Elke in the Motor City Studio. I'm Anthony Bellino. Share your thoughts. Text the keyword sports radio to 21,000 to opt in, sports radio to 21,000, or call us on the Meijer Supercenter guest line, 313-396-5527, 313-396-5527. Your reaction to anything and everything that happened yesterday. By the way, the Detroit Tigers, they lost their game against the Tampa Bay Rays, a final in 7-5-0. Not exactly the greatest thing ever. Casey Mize went 4 2/3, gave up 5 hits, 2 earned runs, walked 1, but struck out 6, so that's pretty good.
Are they? Do they still do the like the last game of spring training used to always be at the Mud Hens, you know, at 5th-3rd? I don't know what they're doing. Are they just flying up here and playing on Thursday, I guess?
As far as I know. But we'll, I guess, yeah, I mean, because opening day is tomorrow. So a lot of people are excited. Hopefully people are, you know, they get together, they gather around, they're wearing their mask and socially distance and doing all the right things. That way we can, you know, try to have a normal year for football season coming up. In the fall, the Red Wings lost last night to the Florida Panthers 4-1. This game, another Red Wings game that was over after one period of play. And I run out of things to say. You know, I had this game on as well as watching the Gonzaga blowout of USC. And I really am at a loss for words on how to describe this Red Wings team. It just feels like a massive talent deficiency that they have. They're now 12-25. Overall, 12-21-4 is the way that the win-loss column breaks down. But just nothing good here. And for the Florida Panthers, they reached the 50-point mark for what I believe is the second fastest time in franchise history. So they're having a good year. But I just don't know, when you look at this roster, you know, who stands out to you that you absolutely have to have? That's probably the thing that bothers me the most about the Red Wings. And when you look at the success that they have had in the past, to go through what we're going through, like, I don't think, is Blash on the hot seat? Is he the right guy for the job? You could probably ask those questions. You could probably ask those questions. I would hate to see him go because I like him as a person. But something isn't working, and it takes time. It's going to take a whole lot of time. The Red Wings right now have 28 points on the season. The Buffalo Sabres, who have lost 18 consecutive games. Think about that. We've seen the Buffalo Sabres now lose 18 straight. The Houston Rockets went through a 20-game slide. Like, it's not easy to win at the professional level. But the Anaheim Ducks have 28 wins. The Ottawa Senators have 28 wins. And the Red Wings are 28 points, I should say, for both of the previously mentioned teams, along with the Red Wings, and then 17 points for the Buffalo Sabres. Like, those are the four worst teams right now in the NHL. And to be honest with you, they're kind of the worst teams by a landslide. And when you look at this division, the way it's broken up this year, we'll get back to hopefully, you know, regularly scheduled playing next season. But yeah, Tampa Bay's already won 24 games.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at this division, you have Carolina, Dallas, you know, Tampa Bay. I mean, the Blackhawks aren't very good, but the Red Wings are never good against the Blackhawks. So, this division did not line up well for the Red Wings. Like, they're not lucky in playing Montreal 10 times this year. They might be okay. Or Buffalo. Like,
how about the fact that the Dallas Stars have played four less games than the Red Wings and have four more points? And how is that possible? Because they have 10 overtime losses. That's how that's possible. Did you guys watch any of the game last night?
I did not.
No?
They just
no interest?
They kind of just take the wind out of my sails. It's one thing to lose like 4-3, but, you know, just unanswered goal after unanswered goal every single game. So what was it, 4-0 in 8 minutes the other day, and then they allow 3 goals in the first period yesterday? How? Get back on defense. It's not that hard.
I'd like to say it's not that hard, but it's hard. It's hard. That's a hard sport. That's a really hard sport.
Well, and if you just watch, like, Larry Murphy talk about how, like, you know, missed defenseman spots and stuff, and it's like, how do you know that guy's supposed to be there? But, you know, we don't have the hockey mind to understand what they're doing wrong. We just know they're just not good.
Well, and how do you correct it? You know, that's the biggest thing. So when you listen to Larry Murphy on the broadcast, which is now,
oh yeah,
officially today, Bally Sports Detroit,
happy BSD day,
Bally Sports Detroit BSD.
I know,
not
it just
FSD.
Sounds weird. It sounds like you're taking some sort of controlled substance. That's what that sounds like. They found 5 grams of BSD in your trunk. Like, what?
Excuse me? I think of IBS now. When Ryan said,
happy IBSD day.
International Bally Sports Detroit Day. So it'll be Bally Sports Detroit from here moving forward. Same gang, same cast of characters, just a different name. Right, same station on your television. No reason to panic.
And new desk and fancy new graphics and everything.
I like
and
new
music.
Desks.
If you heard the Red Wings theme song, the hockey theme song last night, that was the last time. You will no longer hear that theme song. No more Pistons, Tigers. It's all new starting today.
They can't get rid of that.
Well, they are, so.
I'm writing a letter. But when you listen, as you were mentioned, Larry Murphy there. So if he's talking about, hey, you have to be at this position here on the back check, or, you know, when you're taking the puck into the offensive zone, your D-men have to be aligned here, right? We knew that losing Nick Lidstrom was going to be a problem, but the fact that, I'm not saying you're going to replace a Hall of Fame blue liner like that, but my goodness. you know, how do you
we can't
it?
Even get a good defenseman.
Seriously. Like, what are we doing out
there?
We're
not even talking about, like, oh, we need another help. No, we just need a good one.
Now, and a couple of them. And I look at the forwards. Like, they just, they're just not producing. And it's tough. And I don't blame you if you didn't watch the Wings. They'll pick things back up tomorrow for a 7 o'clock puck drop again on the road against the Florida Panthers. And I was really holding on to Michigan basketball for this reason. Now, I really enjoy the Pistons. They're playing some really good basketball. I think that they're a lot of fun. They keep games close. They're always fighting. They're a scrappy team. I think that's a team that we can get behind, especially for the second half of the season. But Michigan basketball was our only hope. It's not easy to win a title. That much is for sure. It never is. It never will be. But when you look at what happened to Michigan last night and what we have to look forward to, if you want to say the same things I'm saying about the Pistons, about the Tigers, if you want to see, you know, Casey Mize and the way he starts the year, if Matt Manning makes it up to Detroit, great. I'm all for it. Let's do it. But at the same time, it's like, yeah, this is going to be a long process. And it has been a long process. Let's face it. Like, this isn't something that we are new to as Detroit sports fans. It's a constant rebuild across all four of our major sports. And the one thing that we had to hold on to, college basketball, as of last night, is officially gone. We'll step aside when we return. The NFL rebooting their season schedule. 17 games in 18 weeks. We'll talk about that next here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Hey, it's Anthony Bellino from X's and Bros, and now I know that your bracket is busted, and I know that Dan and I are number one and number two in our bracket challenge, but that's okay. Throw your bracket out the window. TwinSpires Sportsbook has an offer just for you. Now with TwinSpires Primetime Play of the Week, you can double your money if any team hits a three-pointer this weekend. Sign up now with TwinSpires Sportsbook with the promo code PRIMETIME and get exclusive plus 100 odds on any team to make a three-pointer this Saturday in the men's semifinals. With only four teams left dancing, now is the time to get in on the action. Any team makes a shot from downtown and you'll go home a winner. Then you can ride that momentum into Monday's championship game or into Augusta next week for golf's greatest event. TwinSpires Sportsbook. Download the app today. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit TwinSpires.com. Offer valid for new players only up to a maximum bet of $25. Must be 21 years of age and present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
So what's your reason for feeling lousy today? Round number birthday or just another one? Glory days with the college buddies, game went to overtime, or was it Tuesday? Whatever, you need to lose the hangover and get with the program. And that's why you need Blow Low. Blow Low is a sobering aid that clears your head and helps reinvigorate and energize your body. Blow Low assists in eliminating hangovers with a proven metabolism accelerator, helping to break down toxins and reduce alcohol levels up to 50%, and all in as little as 15 minutes. Plus, Blow Low can eliminate breath odor from marijuana, cigarettes, alcohol, and more. Visit blowlow.com, that's BLOWLOW.com today, and feel better in as little as 15 minutes. Your next birthday, overtime, glory days, day of the week party will go down better, and you'll feel better the next day. blowlow.com, use the promo code HUGE for free shipping. Blow Low encourages everyone who consumes alcohol to act responsibly. Please don't drink and drive. Statements not evaluated by the FDA.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danica Halen, Ryan Elke in the Motor City Studio. Anthony Bellino, company from the Radio Bunker. Text the keyword sports radio to 21,000 or call us on the Meijer Supercenter guest line 313-396-5527. That's where we'll pick things up with Tremaine, who's been waiting on hold throughout the break. Tremaine, my friend, good morning to you. How are you, partner?
Good morning, Anthony. How are you?
I'm not well.
Me neither.
I'm not well after last. Did you stay up watch the game last night?
Yeah, you know I had to. I was tired going into the game watching it, but when they had that lead, and then I started seeing Johnny Juvang, it was like he was in a submarine and it was going I was like, oh Lord, here we go. I've seen this a couple of games. I mean, this guy, like I was mentioning, and I must say, first and foremost, Michigan did not let me down. I'm really happy the way they fought and played up throughout the tournament and all that, you know, and especially the coaching. Because that was a good shot to look at for Wagner, but he missed. And I'm trying to figure out, and God, you know, God bless Mike Smith, okay? He played well. But I really wanted Eli Brooks to have that ball.
Oh.
I just didn't understand. I'm looking like the guy hit so many big shots throughout the year. Why Eli Brooks didn't have the ball as the point guard going up the court and shot that shot that Mike Smith shot? And even Wagner, I would have gave him that look. You know, I don't know if he had it, if they was on him. I don't know. But it just seemed like in one of those two possessions, he should have had it. And Johnny Juzang, man, I'm telling you, that's a special. If you saw the game, which I know you probably did, thing I like about him, he's smart. And he picks his spots. He doesn't take stupid shots. You know, he doesn't think he's Steph Curry when he's playing like Ben Wallace. Put it that way, shooting a J.
No, when he came back from his ankle injury in the second half and came off the stagger screen on the baseline, had that catch and shoot, and that ball barely even hit the net. I mean, it was Rip Hamilton esque the way that he came off that screen and knocked that shot down. I'm like, that's
the Pistons can get him, Anthony. That's why I say I wish the Pistons can get him. You know, and I gotta disagree respectfully to the guy that you had on yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying this, and they just knocked off our number one seed. But I'm saying this, you know, in truthfulness, in my truth, what I think is that whoever wins this year is the true champion, because you don't have that many fans in the seats. It's a lot of factors in that.
Neutral site, everybody's stuck in the same bubble. The game time's the same for everybody. There's no travel because you're already there. And then once you lose, it's like, get your bags packed and get the hell out of here. You know, it's kind of crazy, but
yeah. But wait. Here's the main thing.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you a big seed team doesn't mean your players gonna play big seed when they get in there.
100% accurate. Anything can happen.
Huh?
Anything can happen. That's why I never understood why we limit college football to just four teams. And like, if Cincinnati's has a great year, roll them out there. If Western Michigan finishes 11-1 on the season or something crazy. Put them out there and let them compete. You think that those kids are afraid of going up against Alabama? Like, we, the fans at home that haven't been working out every day, we would be afraid of Alabama. These kids want a chance to shine. Let them go out there and let them earn it.
Yeah,
40 minutes. Look at UCLA.
That's right. Look. You know what? And I couldn't stand that we drew UCLA. Not for Johnny Juzang, but they remind me a lot of Michigan. When it was like they was playing. That's why we needed Isaiah Livers. I really believe that if we had Isaiah Livers, we could have won that game. Even though they could have won the game last night. But we could have won that game because I think him and Johnny Juzang play alike, and they could have canceled each other out.
Yeah, and Juzang goes for 28 points. Like, he is the reason UCLA wins that basketball game. And the fact that Mike Smith and Franz Wagner, you know, without Isaiah Livers on the floor, it's not an excuse, but they're asked to do more because Isaiah would have, at minimum, 5 or 6 shots in every game that they've played. And I like the comparison of UCLA kind of being very similar to what Michigan is doing, maybe a little undersized at the guard position there at the point, but having big guys that they can rotate in and they can throw the ball down low. And from a shooting perspective, Juzang did what Michigan fans wanted Franz to do in that basketball game. Now, the fact that we had 3 looks to win it at the end and didn't hit any of them. And then the fact that, how about UCLA's free throw defense, right? I mean, you know, any team that goes against UCLA and gets the free throw line, it's like they got saran wrap over the rim. I mean, it's just, you know, missed free throws. They had a lot of opportunities at the rim they didn't convert on. It was overall the worst game that Michigan has played probably since Illinois.
It almost won.
And they lost by 2. And the thing that really bothers me now is a portion of this fan base on social media slandering the head coach. I don't get that at all. Like, oh, he was so outcoached by, oh, man, Howard's out of his element. He does. This is where his inexperience. I'm like, dude, if you think that Juwan Howard, Phil Martelli, Saadi Washington, and Howard Eisley didn't say, hey, all right, who are we getting the ball to? Like, Franz's our best shooter. Like, we know he missed the first one, but, hey, give it to him again. Let him redeem himself. Because if Franz hits that shot,
wait a minute, Anthony,
we're going crazy.
Anthony, let me add this, too, because I know you got other calls and stuff. But he put him in position to win. That's all the coach supposed to do.
You
got an extra possession.
Yes.
On top of it.
Yeah.
He had to. Franz threw that air ball. Look, God bless him. He worked hard. He shot the shot. I didn't. I sat on the sideline. But what I'm saying is, Chiffon missed that air ball should have been inside the bucket. So that would have put him up, I believe.
Yes.
When he shot that air ball at the close to the end. And I just sat there and I'm thinking to myself, why Eli Brooks? Only thing I got a problem with, why Eli Brooks didn't touch none of those possessions at the end?
Yeah. I have no beef with that complaint at all, Tremaine. I think it's I think that you're right. I think Juwan put him in a spot to be successful. They just flat out played their worst game of the year in the most important game, because every the next game is always the most important. Like, I'm really interested now to see what UCLA does against Gonzaga. Like, this morning when I woke up, I was like, I might not even watch. Oh, I'm definitely watching. Like, let's see what the Zags do to UCLA, because Gonzaga looked unstoppable. Tremaine in Southfield, my friend,
yeah,
as always.
Yeah, that's going to be nice. Y'all have a good one.
Appreciate the call. Thanks so much. Enjoy the Pistons against the Blazers. We get Damian Lillard tonight. That'll be fun for the kids. That'd be a good time. The NFL is moving to a 17-game season. They're going to play 17 games in 18 weeks. It was announced yesterday. And the owners approved it. The Players Association approved it. Darren Revelle went head-to-head with the Players Association yesterday on Twitter. Great exchange there. But the regular season will now go to 17 games. My biggest complaint with this is the fact that they didn't factor in an extra bye week. Players agreed to the additional game as a part of their 2020 collective bargaining agreement, which they signed and gave the league an option to expand as soon as the 2021 season. So the league said, oh, we can expand next year. Well, let's do it. Preseason reduced from 4 games to 3 games, so it's still 20 games is what you are expected for, 16 regular plus 4 preseason. Well, now it's 17 regular and 3 preseason. The preseason game being reduced, that'll be in compliance. It limits the total numbers of preseason and regular season games to stick at that number of 20, which is important. There will remain only one bye week per team. The season begins on Thursday night, September 9th, ends January 9th of 2022. The Pro Bowl played on February 6th at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas. The Super Bowl at SoFi Stadium in LA has been pushed back from February 6th to February 13th. Two-day meetings and discussing all of this and the formula for scheduling a season with an odd number of games will consist of two parts. First, the AFC and the NFC teams will alternate annually between 8 and 9 home games. The AFC will have 9 in 2021. The extra game will be a cross-conference matchup based on the previous year's divisional standings and the division schedule rotation from 2 seasons prior. So that's how they're going to manipulate the schedule and get this thing to work. The NFL also said an enhanced season will guarantee that starting in 2022, each team will play an international game at least once every 8 seasons. Up to 4 neutral site games will be scheduled for the initial focus on Canada, Europe, Mexico, South America, and the UK. If the Lions go to Colombia, best believe I'm on the first flight to Bogota. Let's go. The league also said that interested teams can volunteer to play home games on the road as well. The executive VP and chief strategy and growth officer said that Germany is among countries that could host a game in the coming years. Player salaries won't change, but they'll be paid over 18 weeks rather than 17. Some player benefits will be altered as well. So this is all very, and you can read all of this if you'd like at ESPN.com. If the salaries don't change, that means that you signed your deal and you were going to get your checks over the 16 games, and now you'll get them over 17. So the numbers don't change at all. That, to me, I find very interesting. Is that you're not basing, whatever it is per game, you're not adding that on as an extra game check. Alvin Kamara said it was, quote, dumb as hell. Green Bay Packers safety Adrian Amos tweeted, we really let this happen. So it seems as if the Players Association might have missed here. To me, they missed, like, if you want to expand, you want to make the regular season more games, because there is something to be said about less is more. And that's the reason why we love the NFL, is because every week matters. It's why we love college football and football in general, because there's a limited amount of games and you're not going to play a back-to-back and you can only play once a week. And all of these things factor into why it's must-see TV, right? Plus the fascination with full contact sports. We love that too. But if you're going to schedule a 17-game regular season, how did you not start the regular season earlier would be my complaint. Start it earlier and therefore factor in one more bye week and basically break the season into thirds for everybody, right? So everybody would have a bye week in like week, you know, 4, week 5, or week 6. You know, if half the teams in the league are playing, you still get 8 games. You still have a full slate for Thursday, Sunday, and Monday. And then again, you could have another bye maybe at week 11 or 12 and kind of break it up just a little bit, so that if you factor in 2 bye weeks, all you've done is extend the season a little bit, right? You give us more reasons to watch. You put the product on television more because you have to add an extra week, not a game week, but just build an extra week into the schedule, either at the beginning or at the end, preferably in the beginning, because the sooner we get to football, the better. And give the guys some sort of reprieve. Like 8 games in a weekend is fine. Thursday night, like, come on. Like, you can only watch 2 at a time, you know, in the 1 o'clock window or the 4 o'clock window. So you'll probably get a maximum of 3 afternoon Sunday games. You'll get Sunday night football and you get Monday night football. That's perfectly fine right there. So for me, the fact that the NFL missed on adding an extra bye week for the players to give them a week off, that to me is a miss. The other thing about the 17-game season is the fact that it's the first time that the number of games played will have been changed in 43 years. It was 1978 when they went from 14 to 16 games. Also, we have an odd number of games, so you're not going to be able to finish 500.
Just this is from 2009.
Yes.
John Clayton, we all love John Clayton.
Oh yeah.
He actually examined expanding the schedule to 17 or 18 games potentially. Back then they were talking about. And he says the reason that the NFL doesn't start earlier is because everyone's still on summer vacation. So everyone's out of town and they wouldn't be getting the ratings that they need, you know, starting Labor Day weekend.
That's fine. And I can somewhat agree with that, because all of us who live north of the Mason-Dixon line, right? I mean, we have to enjoy our summer because it's limited. And because we are indoors, you know, the East Coast and the Midwest, they consume sports at a different rate than people that live in the southeast part of the country, like the peninsula that is Florida. Or if you're on the West Coast where there's, like, let's face it, you know, if you walk outside and it's 60, 70 degrees in February, you have a lot more options to do different things on a Sunday or on a Thursday night or Monday night. Like, you have more distractions in some of these bigger market towns where there's something going on every night of the week. So if John Clayton says, yeah, we don't want to start it too early because of quote-unquote summer vacation, that's fine. But I don't think summer vacation is getting in the way of the NFL football ratings. Like, you know what the rating is? Like, let's say the season begins on what, September 12th or September 9th, right? Do you know what the ratings for the NFL will be on September 2nd? 0. They won't have anything. You know, for me, it's get here earlier so that we can ride this thing, you know, all throughout the fall. And whether it's Labor Day weekend is the one that you're, you know, shooting for the, you know, the kickoff or whatever the case may be, like, sure, I guess. I don't even know what weekend is Labor Day weekend. I say that like I give a damn.
It's about the first weekend of September. So it's normally like the second, third.
All right. So you know, start it then and have a Labor Day weekend celebration. A bonanza. Take your family to the game on Labor Day. Start a new tradition. Just market it. You'll be fine. People are going to watch.
Buy a couch from whatever furniture sale is happening.
Buy a couch. Get a lazy boy, right? Get a recliner. Get your man chair. Fix your man cave up. ABC, where, like, come on. Be selling out the rear. They'd love it. By the way, how much do you think Progressive spent last night on their ads? Random thought. that crossed my mind. Seeing what's her name from Progressive, Lily from Progressive, right?
No, that's AT&T you're thinking.
Flo is from Progressive.
Is it AT&T? Flo is from Progressive, right? Either one. Both of them spent a ton. They had to have. I'd love to see
them. I think they ran an AT&T commercial in every single break.
Every break. Like Verizon, you guys, do you guys spend all your money on the Super Bowl or what? Where are you guys at? Sprint? I had to leave Sprint. Terrible. But back to the 17. Your guys' thoughts? I mean, it changes all of the record books. An adjustment like this changes everything. I don't like the fact that you can either have a winning or a losing season. I like the even number amount of games. I think that is that's very unique here for the NFL now.
What do you mean it's unique for the every other league has an even now they're unique because they have an odd number of games.
Right. That's what makes it unique. That's what makes the NFL unique now is that you either have a winning or a losing season. Like there is no 500. Unless of course you tie. Yes.
I don't care about the records. What does it matter? I mean, the game has changed so much that nobody's going to beat a running back record. Nobody's going to get close to a single season rushing record because they don't run the ball enough. Nobody's going to get maybe a rushing touchdown.
Derrick Henry just had what, 2,000 yards? Not too long ago? Was it two seasons ago?
That's a fluke though. Like that's just not going to happen anymore.
Then it's just one game. Now, like they added two or three to where records will be shattered. Like there's a chance that records will be broken now, but
yeah, I mean there's only so much you can do. It's one like Ryan said, it's one game. How many? You're not going to beat Drew Brees's passing yards record because you play an extra eight games in your career because you had an extra eight one game tacked on to the last eight seasons of your career or whatever.
Eight games, three touchdowns a game, 24 passing touchdowns, feasible. Maybe more.
So you're looking for an exactly perfect performance in all eight of those games.
I expect perfection out of every one of my teams all the time. Why do you think I'm so miserable, right? I'm a Michigan sports fan, right? If everything doesn't go my way, then I live in misery. No, I'm fine. Everything's fine. The house is not on fire. It's all good. I love to see people already tweeting about college football. My God. All right, we'll step aside. Hour number three is coming up next here of X and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
It's time to go on the court with Anthony Bellino.
Quiet strength. It is informational and pragmatic. It is compassionate, determined, relentless, and giving. Quiet strength comes from the heart, and it also comes from the brain. Wanting to do the right thing is noble, but discovering how to do the right thing is impactful and lasting. The rehabilitation of traumatic brain injury is what we do at the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor. The knowledge, the expertise, the innovation, they come from the brain. Dedicating our lives to the lives of those affected by TBI is also what we do at the Eisenhower Center. The compassion, the respect, the concern, they come from the heart. Our goal is to share our quiet strength with you.
The Eisenhower Center, leading the way in traumatic brain injury rehabilitation. Learn more at EisenhowerCenter.com.
So what's your reason for feeling lousy today? Round number birthday or just another one? Glory days with the college buddies, game went to overtime, or was it Tuesday? Whatever, you need to lose the hangover and get with the program. And that's why you need Blow Low. Blow Low is a sobering aid that clears your head and helps reinvigorate and energize your body. Blow Low assists in eliminating hangovers with a proven metabolism accelerator, helping to break down toxins and reduce alcohol levels up to 50%, and all in as little as 15 minutes. Plus, Blow Low can eliminate breath odor from marijuana, cigarettes, alcohol, and more. Visit blowlow.com, that's BLOWLOW.com today, and feel better in as little as 15 minutes. Your next birthday, overtime, glory days, day of the week party will go down better, and you'll feel better the next day. blowlow.com, use the promo code HUGE for free shipping. Blow Low encourages everyone who consumes alcohol to act responsibly. Please don't drink and drive. Statements not evaluated by the FDA.
It's time to go on the court with Anthony Bellino.
It's a new day to celebrate and be free. It's a new day full of action and excitement because it's a new day for winning only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. It's a new day. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com.
The Michigan Wolverines men's basketball team tournament run came to an end last night. UCLA beat the Wolverines 51-49 in what was the Maize and Blues' worst performance of the season. The Bruins' Johnny Juzang was unstoppable in the first half and finished with 28 points on 11 of 19 shooting. Michigan shot just 39% from the floor, 27% from three, and 56% from the free throw line. The Wolverines committed 14 turnovers on the night and made only four field goals over the final 10 minutes of the game, including eight straight misses from the floor to close out the night. Michigan closes out their season with a Big Ten championship, a 23-5 overall record, an Elite Eight appearance, and a bright future ahead with the nation's top incoming recruiting class.